Alan Kring Productions, in association with Emergent Light Studio, presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, for spring semester 2022. Today, Introduction to Finance.
Finance is many things, but what it is not is accounting. As a matter of fact, you'll hear me tell jokes about accountants, and then those jokes get back to the accounting people, and they start growling at me from the other side of the hallway, obviously. But I will try to refrain from doing that as much as possible. But you see, accounting produces information products. That's what they do. That's what the people in the industry do. We in finance use those information products, but we have to massively change them, pull things out, put things in, rearrange them. Because what finance people do is not what we do. What accounting people do is not what we do. In accounting, everything is about historical cost, documented receipts that can be put into financial statements in a highly structured, consistent way. In finance, we don't really give a rat's ass about the past. We don't. You see, you're not going to live in the past. Your decisions are not going to be based upon what has already happened. They're going to be based upon your best judgment of what will happen. That's why we care about expectations. Many, many centuries ago, the ancients in many civilizations, like the Greeks, the Achaemenid, and all of those, they saw the future as coming from behind us, and then it would be revealed as it passed us into our vision. Only in more modern times did we actually see the future as being what we were running toward. We're running to it. We can't stop running. It's going to come to it. We're going to get there. But we need in our discipline to know, or at least to have our best estimate of what is going to happen. Because that is how value forms. Value has nothing to do with what has already happened. Value has to do with what will happen. Now, past is not prologue, but we can get information from the past. There's no question about that. Patterns of behavior of executives, patterns of operations of corporations, and those kinds of things. But we have to keep our focus on the future. Much as important as that is our concept of what the meaningful bottom line is. You see, in accounting, that's your profit, your net income. And that's something we don't care about in finance. I don't care about profit. We are focused on something called free cash flow. Free cash flow is everything. That is how much money you have at the end, the corporation has, after everything has been taken care of, or how much it needs. Because you see, that free cash flow line is how much money there is, or how much you still have to pay all your bills. You can't ignore free cash flow. Well, we're down $450 million. Well, you better find it right away, because that means that you have bills up there that aren't paid. You have interest that hasn't been paid. As a matter of fact, we don't in finance even calculate interest expense as part of free cash flow. Because free cash flow is going to tell us how much we have to pay interest expense for new projects or for existing projects. That's why you hear all of these people on Wall Street, Tesla this, Tesla that, oh, that's the greatest company on earth. Yeah, it's run by this completely mentally diminished pothead, but it's still the best company on earth. Well, that's because they've got a profit. They made a profit. Well, good for them. As a matter of fact, if you look down there at their free cash flow, negative $9 billion, are you out of your minds? Oh, well, we can ignore it. No, you can't. That had to be paid. Where did that come from, that negative $9 billion? I'll tell you where it came from. It came from the Wall Street boys who can't afford to let that thing die, because they would fall down. Manhattan would come down like a house of cards. Chicago would come down. All those people who put money into it, those investment banks and those mutual funds and those ETFs, fund managers. So they have to keep it propped up, and they have to keep the hype going on it, so that morons like Cramer and all these other talking heads on the Financial News Network and Investostupedia and Wikistupedia, they keep saying, oh, it's great, great, yeah. No, it's not. It's a rotten core with a shell around it and a showman grifter who's been parasiting off government credits. We don't care about the short run. We are looking at the long haul, the time in your futures. You're going to live in a world that is awesome and horrible. And you have no idea what greatness and what terror is ahead. But I have to prepare you for that long haul. And when you invest for yourself, for your family, for your company, for whatever, and you will invest. You're investing right now. That's why you're in this college. You need to see that long haul. Another thing, cost. Accountants use historical cost. In our business, we can't do that. We have to look at expected future costs. Replacement cost. So if you bought your last inventory at $5 a unit and you jack it up to $7 for sale, well, what happens if the next lot is going to cost you $15? Well, I can't jack my prices up to $17 because that would be just that's cheating. No, it's not, because if you don't, then you won't be able to afford your next inventory order. You see, you have to think about what the replacement cost is. And another one, huge, opportunity cost, the cost of the best foregone alternative. You decided that you majored in finance. We were proud of you. You got a job at State Barn for $60,000 a year. You left and you came back to tell me 2 years later you just got your first financial statement back because you decided you wouldn't do that job at State Barn. You were going to open your own donut shop. And you made your first profit, $20,000, and you wanted me to see it. Aren't you proud of me, Professor C? And I'd say, you dumbass, you didn't make $20,000, you lost $40,000. You understand that? I went one of my companies, I ran the business, and I, one night, Thursday night, I wrote the payroll checks. And I had, when it was over, I had $5 and some change in the checking account. And that was when the phone rang. Ring, ring. It was Clueville. Hello? Yeah, get a clue. You're not making enough at this. You could do so many things with your degrees and all that. Well, I have enough for a Grand Slam meal at Denny's. Yes, but do you have enough for dessert? Well, I like pie. So does Dean Winchester. But, I mean, I like pie. You see, finally it dawns on you the opportunity cost of what you are doing. And when you do a project, it's not about how much it costs you for this project. It's what you're giving up for the project that you could have done instead. It's not what you're doing with your life. It's what you're giving up for what you could have done with your life. Revenue. I go to art shows. There was one, my art is expensive. You can always tell when you got someone staring at one of your works of art. It's just speaking to that person. And I walked up to this lady and I said, you like that, don't you? She said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. But I can't afford it. Well, yes, you can. See, I play this brooding, sad, depressed artist whose heart hurts and he's just looking for someone who understands him. But I say, I've got financing. 200 now and then the 600 in 12 equal installments. She buys it. Well, on my revenue, I've got $800 and I pay tax on that. Oh, but I don't have $800. I have $200. My working capital went up by $600, which means that my free cash flow is not $800. It's $800 minus that increase in net working capital. Okay? The accounts receivable. So revenue isn't even what we think it is. We have to adjust for the changes in net operating working capital, increases and decreasing in current assets, increases and decreases in current liabilities. So there you are. These are the windows on why we can't use accounting numbers on their own. We have to make the adjustments that turn the past where you lived into the future, which is where your destiny lies. And I guarantee you that if you do not choose a destiny, then you will fall to its dirty cousin, fate. That's all I have for you today. I thank you.